Financial Matters is sponsored by Invest for Life and Better You Living. Join Clinton Werner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
Okay, just gone 7 minutes after six. It is time for Financial Matters. My name's Clinton. Really good to be able to share this Tuesday evening with you. You can see winter has set in. Can you believe how dark it is? And it's just gone 7 minutes after six. The program Financial Matters, the whole aim of Financial Matters is to help you become financially fit and help you build towards financial freedom. Tonight on Financial Matters, we start off with some news you can use. Right after that, we go into our money management principle. This evening, I want to talk to you about, are you a saver or are you a spender? Right after that, we go into our Coach's Corner segment. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the steps you should possibly consider taking if you are looking to grow your investments. I want to encourage you to get advice. I want to show you what a financial advisor can do for you. And then during our Financial Freedom segment tonight, we go into part three in the whole process on how you can deal with your debt. And we'll end things off with our life tip for the evening. Tonight, I want to tell you how God is able to turn your graves into gardens. You tune in to CCFM. Good evening to you. If you need a prayer, you're welcome to WhatsApp us. If you want a copy of the notes, you can WhatsApp me. You can also email me, or you can go on to betteryouliving.com. A copy of the notes are available there. The WhatsApp line, 061-798-1075. You can also email me, clinton@ccfm.org.za.
The Sound of the City, 107.5.
You are tuned into Financial Matters on CCFM with Clinton Werner. We want to see you build toward financial freedom, God's way.
Okay, so let's get straight into what we're going to be looking at tonight. We're going into market news.
Market news.
Okay, just a quick overview on markets tonight. The All Share Index 1.1% down for the day. The Rand obviously under a fair whack of pressure on the back of the elections and on the back of coalitions. Rand coming back slightly with the hope from the financial sector that there may be an ANC-DA coalition on the cards. The truth of the matter is things are unnerving for investors. There's a lot of uncertainty relating to markets, and who knows where things will end. I want to encourage you to pray for our country. Just looking at the Rand, currently at 18.69 against the US dollar. If we look at the Rand against the pound, 23.88. The Rand against the Euro at 20.35. CPI inflation at 5.2%. Remember, investing is for the long term. Just looking at one other part of the financial sort of markets and news you can use. If you look at South Africa's confidence in the economy of South Africa, it's at its lowest level that it's been in a number of years. On the back of blackouts, which we haven't had for like 50 odd days, but it's the rising debts. It's the cost of increase in the cost of living. It's the elections and the coalitions that create so much uncertainty. Also, this high cost of living, getting the better of many people. I want to tell you, although the world is pretty shaky for us at the moment, I want to tell you God is still on the throne, and I want to encourage you. If you look at things that are going on and you feel despondent, I want to encourage you. Put your hope in God. He has all power and authority in heaven and earth. He knows what's up. So pray, seek him, he's able to make a way. He's able to turn things around just before 7 o'clock, at about 10 to 7 tonight. I want to talk to you about how God can take your graves and turn them into gardens. He can take your mess and he can do a miracle. You need prayer tonight. WhatsApp us now, 061-798-1075. When we get back on Financial Matters, we go into our money management principle. Tonight, I want to ask you, are you a saver or are you a spender?
Ministering through music, 24/7, it's CCFM 107.5.
The money management principle.
Okay, if we go into our money management principle for this evening, I want to ask you, are you a saver or are you a spender? A spender is someone who enjoys spending their money, even on items that they don't necessarily need. Spenders usually have a short-term horizon, and it's like money burns a hole in their pocket. A saver, on the other side, is someone who is careful with their money. They invest, they build up their savings for the future. And I know I've said this many times on Financial Matters, but you need to seriously consider saving before you spend your money. Proverbs 21:20 says that the wise person saves for the future. According to the Word of God, if you save, therefore you are wise. And so I want to encourage you, make saving a priority. You see, unless you get into a habit of saving, of setting funds aside, it's just not going to happen. If you're not intentional, if you don't intentionally choose to save, you're just not going to save. Something else will always come and take the money that was not going to go into saving. I want to encourage you, only spend what is left after saving. The Bible says the wise person saves for the future. That scripture goes on and says the fool, he spends whatever he gets. I want to encourage you, don't be a fool with your money. Don't spend everything you get. Be wise. The wise person saves for the future. In other words, be careful with your money management. It's easy to spend money. And when you spend money, especially when you rack up debt, you can get yourself into serious trouble. Many don't know where their hard-earned money is going. I want to encourage you, you need to live within your means. I want to really encourage you to save before you spend. If it feels like your money just evaporates or disappears into thin air, if it feels like you're putting your hard-earned money in pockets full of holes, I want to seriously challenge you to review the way you manage your money, to plug the spending leaks, and to save before you spend. Are you saving? Are you investing? Remember, the Bible says the wise person saves for the future. The fool just spends whatever he gets. Why don't you try automate your savings and your investments? You can possibly set up a monthly debit order to come off your bank account before you are tempted to spend the money on other things. Be wise, don't be foolish. The wise person saves for the future. What does the fool do? He just spends whatever he gets. My friend, really, seriously, become a saver. And then you can spend what's left over and you will still build wealth. I want to encourage you. You need to save for your future. You tuned into CCFM's Financial Matters. I really want to encourage you to put your hope in God, not in money. The Bible is clear. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world, but he loses his soul? There's more to life than money issues. Put your hope in God. Put him first, get out of debt, and save before you spend. If you want a copy of tonight's notes all about our money management principle, if you're a saver or a spender, maybe you need to send this to a friend of yours who's reckless with their money management. Maybe you want to help your child be wiser with their money management. You're welcome to get hold of me. WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. I will give you the money management principle. We're also going to go shortly into our financial freedom series. Tonight we are in part 3 of how to declare war on your debt. Debt causes so much havoc, so much stress, but I'm telling you, if you put the right processes in place, you can turn your financial affairs around. Put your hope in God. He's able to keep you from falling. You want the notes? WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. Save before you spend, but one thing more important than that, if your life ain't right with God, get your life right with Him. Jesus, the Son of God, died on the cross. He shed His blood. He made a way for all mankind to come into a relationship with God. He paid the price for your sin, the very sin that cut you off from God's best, so that you can have a relationship with Him. If you're not in a relationship with God, my friend, what are you waiting for?
The Sound of the City, 107.5.
My friend, I'm going to play a song for you. It's Casting Crowns. When we get back, we're going to go into Coach's Corner. And don't forget that just after or around 6:30, we're going to go into our financial freedom segment. Tonight, we're talking about how to deal with your debt. What's up, me now? 061-798-1075. Good evening to you. You tune into Financial Matters. The whole aim of Financial Matters is to help you become financially fit and help you build towards financial freedom. Let me tell you what God's Word's got to say about handling your money. My friend, I want to encourage you to put your hope in God. Put your hope in Him. And the Bible declares the wise man saves for the future. The fool just spends whatever he gets. I want to tell you, just like a person can be addicted to drugs, so some people are addicted to the emotional high of spending. Don't let money burn a hole in your pocket. If you're spending money, if it's out of control, please get help. Avoid going to the shops. Save before you spend. Be wise and build up money for your future. Albert Einstein said, the height of insanity is doing the same thing the same way and expecting a different result. My friend, if you want things to change, you're going to need to change the way you manage your money. You're going to need to put God first. I want to encourage you, if your life ain't right with God, get your life right with Him. You need prayer tonight, you're welcome to WhatsApp us, 061-798-1075. Tuned in to CCFM Financial Matters. The whole aim of Financial Matters, help you become financially fit and help you build towards financial freedom.
Coach's Corner. Grow your financial understanding.
Okay, tonight on Coach's Corner, I want to talk to you about getting advice when it comes to investing and setting yourself up for a fruitful financial future. Last week, we looked at the 6-step financial planning process. And we basically said that it's important to get advice. And we basically said if you sit down with a financial advisor, normally what is going to happen is that financial advisor is going to be able to advise you financially. For them to understand what you're going through, you're going to need to share what your goals are, what your dreams are, where you are at the moment. And what a financial advisor will then do is look at your needs and objectives, put together a process or a plan that's realistic, and help put the right things in place so that you can take care of your needs and build towards financial freedom. Tonight, I want to tell you it's vital that you get the right advice. If a person is sick, you'd go to the doctor. Why? Because a doctor has got the expertise in order to help you get better, to help you get well, to do the right tests, to give you the right medicine. When it comes to financial issues, so many people just do it themselves. And I hear so many stories of people that have been burnt, people that have lost money because they put their money into things that they shouldn't have put money into. So when it comes to financial decisions, when it comes to your money management, I want to encourage you, get advice. Sit down with a financial advisor who can look at your needs. Are you looking to possibly build up savings? Are you looking to grow your investments? Are you looking to save enough money for your child's tertiary education? Maybe you're looking to build up money for a holiday in a few years' time. Maybe it's retirement planning. Maybe it's all those things together. A financial advisor will be able to sit down and look at what your needs are, what your objectives are. They'll look at where you are at, what you've got in place. They'll be able to analyze your situation and come up with a plan. They will do a financial planning analysis, a comprehensive look at your finances from various angles. From that side, they can help you put the right protections in place. Make certain the will is up to date. Do you have a will? Do you have, is your will ensuring that the money that you've got goes to your loved ones? Have you got enough assets to take care of your loved ones if something happens to you? And also ensure that you put the right building blocks in place so that you can save for your short-term needs and grow wealth for your long-term needs. A financial advisor will help you construct a workable solution to help you achieve your financial plans. So get advice. I want to encourage you, set up a meeting with a financial advisor. Look at what your needs and objectives are. They will help analyze your situation, put the right plan in place, and they will even be able to help you implement the right strategy, help you with putting the process in place, automating that debit order, setting things up. But the most important thing is once you've got the plan in place, they will also help monitor and review your progress, reviewing, making the potential adjustments from time to time to ensure that you stay on track with your money management. Proverbs 12 says that the fool, he thinks his way is right in his own eyes, but a wise person listens to counsel. My Bible also says that good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. One of my favorite verses when it comes to money, if you want to be successful, you need a good plan and you need a bit of discipline. Get advice. Once you've got the advice, make certain you put it, the processes in place to make it easy for you to build towards financial freedom. The Bible says hasty shortcuts lead to poverty, but good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. I want to encourage you, make good financial decisions. Get good, solid advice. Consult God above all. He wants to do life with you. He's able to keep you from falling. He is for you, not against you. In fact, the Bible declares, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. My friend, if you need financial advice, my advice to you tonight is sit down with a financial advisor. Look at what your needs are. Put the right processes in place. Follow through. You can set yourself up to build towards financial freedom.
Join Clinton Vadner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
My friend, if you do need advice, get hold of Invest for Life. You can go onto their website, www.investforlife.co.za. My friend, with God at your side and with the right financial processes in place, you can build towards financial freedom and live to please God. And so I want to just remind you, coming up shortly on Financial Matters, I want to tell you tonight we're looking at how to get out of debt during our financial freedom segment. Coming up shortly, we're going to go into part three. I want to show you how you can get out of debt. And I promise you the strategy works. I've had so many testimonies over the years of people who've applied these principles and they've been able to get out of debt a lot quicker than they ever thought was possible. My friend, remember, financial planning is a journey. It takes time to change your financial habits. Rome was not built in a day. Be patient, get advice, gain wisdom, plan well, but above all, stick to your plan, stick to your processes. You can build towards financial freedom.
The Financial Freedom Series, brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. For more information, please visit www.investforlife.co.za. Invest for Life is a registered financial services provider.
Okay, so let's get straight into our Financial Freedom Series, all about God's blueprint to help you build wealth and manage your money well. The whole aim of this process that we're looking at is to teach you biblical principles and cutting-edge money management wisdom to help you honor God with your money, help you get out of debt, help you build towards financial freedom. I want to encourage you, don't try to do it alone. The Bible is clear. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. We've looked at the scripture already this evening that the wise person saves for the future, but the fool just spends whatever he gets. I want to encourage you. Remember this. God wants to do through life with you. He says, I will guide you on the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and I will watch over you. Now, many people are battling. Many are cash-strapped and debt-ridden. And over the series so far, we've looked at the horrific debt stats. So many people are battling with debt, and debt equals stress. We've looked at practical steps to break the debt cycle. We've shared how you can avoid the debt trap. And over the last couple of weeks, we've looked at the 7-step debt attack strategy. We encouraged you in step 1 to examine the numbers. Know your numbers. You need to know what are your assets worth. What do you own? We also encouraged you to review your budget. You need to know what you are earning and where your hard-earned income is going. We also encouraged you to review your debts. Make a list of your debts. List them from smallest to largest. Know how long you need to pay that debt off over. Know what the interest rate is. Don't bury your head in the sand. You need to know your numbers. We looked at that in part 1. Part 2, we encouraged you to analyze the numbers, to set up a strategy, a plan, so that you can build towards financial freedom and squash the debt. We looked at Proverbs 21, where it says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but our hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. Last week, I gave you an example of Sino and Sarah, who have got more month than money, who are battling to make ends meet, who were earning a good income, but every month they were short. They were not able to build up their savings. They felt guilty because they weren't honoring God. They felt stressed out because every month the debt levels were climbing. And they didn't see a way out of their situation. A good share of their monthly income was going to short-term debt, to credit card debt, and to store cards. And we're going to drill down into debt tonight, and I'm going to show you how you can deal with your debt. But now what we did, we encouraged Sarah and Sino, and we've encouraged you to know your numbers. You need to know what income are you earning. You need to know where is the hard-earned money going. You need to know what do you own. Is there anything you can possibly sell to free up money that you can use to attack your debt? And we also looked at the importance of knowing your debt numbers. Now, when it came to Sarah and Sino, we also encouraged them. Can they possibly earn some more money? Last week, we looked at how there are so many South Africans who have become poly jobbers. They have more than one job. In fact, 50% of South Africans have got a side hustle or an extra contract work that they are doing in order to earn some extra money. I've encouraged you, I've tried to inspire you to start that side hustle, to try earn some extra money. Go sell that product, go bake, go use your skills, your time, your talent, your treasure to possibly earn some extra money. That is exactly what Sarah and Sino decided to do. They were able to earn a little bit of extra money each month, and they were going to use that money to be able to cover their needs and to squash their debt. The other area that we looked at last week was how Sarah and Sino looked at their budgets and they reviewed their expenses, and they were able to cut down on their gym membership and on their DSTV subscription. They were able to cut down on what they were spending on entertainment. They reviewed their insurance premiums. They reviewed their cell phone contracts. They were able to cut down their monthly expenses. And the whole aim was to try free up some money in their budget so that they could use that money to attack their debt. And so we showed last week how where Sarah and Sino were way behind the eight ball. Every month, they had a shortfall. What they were able to do after reviewing their budget, they were able to sell some unused goods in their home. They could take that lump sum and use it to attack their one debt. They also were able to earn a bit more income and cut back on the non-essentials, and they were able to turn their financial affairs around. Here's the thing. Sarah and Sino were disillusioned about the future. They had no hope to look forward to. They were stressed out. They did have no light at the end of the tunnel. But as soon as they looked at their situation, as soon as they looked at the numbers, as soon as they did a bit of brainstorming and looked at opportunities to earn some more income, when they looked at how they could cut down on some of their expenses, all of a sudden, hope started to arise. And so I want to just touch again quickly on step number two before we get into step number three. Tonight, I want to ask you, review your budget. Can you possibly free up some cash flow in your budget to attack your debt? The latest stats in our country show that many people have cut down on their domestic workers' income in order to make things meet. So many people have cut down on their gym, cut down on their savings, cut down on their investments, cut down on non-essentials in their budget, things like relooking at where they shop, cutting down on their entertainment to get things in the red, get out of debt, free up some cash flow so they can attack their debt. Last week, we looked at the importance of, can you possibly sell something that you can use to attack your debt? And we also encouraged you that you need to try earn more, spend less, use that extra money to attack your debt. Tonight, we go into step three. And in step three, you need to look at the debts that you've got. You need to know the condition of your debt. Now, I want to give you an example of Sarah and Sinor. Sarah and Sinor have got two clothing accounts. On the one account, they owe 4,000 Rand, okay? They have to make a repayment every month of 507 Rand a month on that store card. You know what the truth is? That over a year, they're going to end up paying over 6,000 Rand back on that 4,000 debt because of interest. They've got another debt, a 10,000 Rand on a credit card. Do you realize that they have to pay 1,150 Rand a month just to make the payment on that debt? And they're going to end up paying 14,000 Rand back on the 10,000 Rand debt. What we decided to do was to look at how they could free up money in their budget, how they could cut down on their expenses, and use that surplus money to attack their debt. So tonight, what step number three involves is looking at the debt numbers and implementing a strategy to get out of debt. And I'm going to use Sarah and Sinor as an example of how they dealt with their debt. Here's the big thing. Once you've listed your debts, you need to list how much you owe on that debt. How long are you going to repay that debt over? What's the interest rate that you're paying? And what is your minimum repayment amount? The importance here is that you need to keep paying the minimum contribution on each of your debts. If you don't do that, if you fail to pay money into your debt, you're going to have a compounded problem. Not only will you have bad debt, but you're going to accumulate extra interest, possible legal costs. You might be blacklisted. So the intention here, you need to list all your debts and keep making the minimum payment on each of those debts. Sarah and Sinor had their debts in their budget, and I want to encourage you to do the same. You need to know what you are earning, where your hard-earned money is going. You need to free up some cash flow and use that to attack your debt. Now, in step number one, we said you need to know what assets you've got. I shared with you how Sarah and Sinor were able to sell some old goods that they hadn't used for a long time on Gumtree. And they were able to free up 4,000 Rand. And they used that 4,000 Rand to pay off their smallest debt. Their smallest debt was a store card where they owed 4,000 Rand on. They had to pay a monthly contribution of 507 Rand a month on that debt. By taking the money they freed up, by selling that item, they were able to settle that small debt. Immediately, they had a sense of accomplishment. Immediately, they were 507 Rand better off per month in their budget because their debt was squashed. Immediately, that interest on their debt was squashed too. Remember that 4,000 Rand would have cost them over 6,000 Rand if they had paid it at a 500 Rand a month over the next year. But by squashing the debt, they obliterated the debt completely. And in step four, that is what you need to do. You need to take the money you freed up in your budget and you need to use that to attack your debt. If you've got any assets that you can sell, you need to use that to attack the debt. And that is step four when it comes to your money management process of how you're going to deal with your debt. The intention is once you've squashed that smallest debt, pay the minimum amount into each of your debts, but once you've squashed the smallest debt, you roll over the payment into the next smallest debt. We're going to go into that in a bit more detail next week. But I want to tell you that by rolling the payment over, you are killing the interest. You are bringing the debt level down a lot quicker. And that's why so many people who follow this process are able to get out of debt beyond their wildest imagination a lot quicker than they thought it was possible. I want to give you step five tonight. Next week, we're going to look at how you roll the payments over. But I really want to bring another factor in over here. I think it's important that you don't try to do it alone. Step number five is commit your plan to God. The Bible is clear. When you commit your plan to God, your plan will succeed. Dave Ramsey, well-known finance writer, said, if you want something you've never had, you're going to need to do something that you've never done. And so I want to encourage you tonight, if you want to deal with your debt, step number one, you need to know your numbers. What assets have you got? Is there something you can possibly sell and use to squash your debt? Know your numbers. What does your budget look like? What are you earning? Where are you spending your money? Know your numbers. You need to know the debt that you've got. What do you owe? How much is the minimum repayment? Step number two is you need to analyze your situation. Can you possibly start a side hustle? Can you become a poly jobber? Can you earn more? Can you cut back on non-essential items for a season and use that freed up cash flow to attack your debt? Step number three is you need to list those debts and implement a strategy of continuing to pay the minimum amount into each of those debts and attack the smallest debt first with any other money that you've got in your budget. Step number four, pay the minimum amount into it and let that money roll over into the next debt. My friend, step number five is don't do it alone. Give God your debt burdens. Ask Him to help you. He wants the best for you. I pray that He will give you wisdom and clarity. Remember what the Bible says. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will dwell safely in the land and you will prosper. It says, take delight in the Lord and He'll give you your heart's desires. The Bible says, commit everything you do to God. Trust Him and He will help you. That's Psalm 37 verse 3, my friend. Put your hope in God. And Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God, and He will direct your paths. My friend, I've got a great step-by-step diagram and process for you with the examples and the scriptures. If you want a copy of the 7-step debt attack strategy, we at Counter to Honor to send it to you. If you want a copy of those notes, you are welcome to email me. If you email me, please include your email address. WhatsApp me, include your email address, or go on to betteryouliving.com. Here's the WhatsApp line. If you WhatsApp me, it's 061-798-1075. 061-798-1075. You can also email me, clinton@ccfm.org.za. Or simply, if it's easier for you, go on to betteryouliving.com. Copy of the notes are available there. Next week, we're going to carry on with our financial freedom series. We're going to look at step six, which will show you how you can wipe out your debt quicker than you think. I promise you, you can declare war on your debt and you can break the debt cycle. If you want a copy of tonight's notes, get hold of me now. WhatsApp me, 061-798-1075. If it's easier for you, email me, clinton@ccfm.org.za. Get hold of us now. We'll ensure that a copy of the notes are sent to you on Thursday.
Jesus finds you.
Just hold on and I'll find you.
Where you are. CCFM.
My feel good radio station.
Feel good radio station.
Make me feel good.
107.5.
Changing lives for good.
You are tuned in to CCFM. The program is Financial Matters. I see someone sent a message through to say, Clinton, it's cruel to cut your domestic expenses. Let me give you a bit of context to what I was just mentioning there. If you take a look at the latest Savings and Investment Monitor, it shares 12 areas, and it's in the notes, what people have used to get by these tough seasons. Let's face it, if you've got a home loan repayment, a R1 million bond, you were paying R7,100 on that bond about a year and a bit ago. Now you're paying R10,800 a month. The cost of living has gone up crazily. I'm not telling you to get rid of your domestic worker. I'm asking you to review your budget. If you can't cover your expenses, if you're running in deficit every month, something needs to change. And a couple of ways that South Africans are using are to consider cutting down on their gym memberships, reviewing their cell phone contracts. Some people are looking at cheaper school options. Other people are holding back on expensive changes that they want to buy a new car, but they're not doing it at the moment. Some people are cutting back on their domestic expenses. I'm not telling you which ones to do. You need to go pray about it. The problem is many people don't look at their budget. Many people don't know where their hard-earned money's going, and they're battling to survive. And it causes stress. I see so many people, marriages falling apart because people are not managing their money well. And so I want to tell you that when you start to honor God, when you get your finances in the right order, not only will you be able to give to God, so many people aren't able to give to God or tithe because there's no money available to do that. And I'm advocating change the way you manage your money. Live within your means. Make certain that you don't overextend yourself on things you can't afford to cover. Maybe you need to cut down on your coffee on a daily basis. Maybe you need to stop buying new clothes. Maybe you need to stop racking up debt on your credit card. The problem is that so many people have got debt and truckloads of debt that they're not even able to cover it. And it causes stress. It evaporates cash flow. But if you can turn your financial affairs around and if you can get out of debt, not only can you start to honor God, you can save before you spend, and you can be a greater blessing to people in your community. My prayer is that God will give you supernatural wisdom, that He'll open up doors of opportunity. But often our money issues is a heart thing. And I want to encourage you tonight to get your life right with God. There are many ways to skin a cat. My friend, go pray it through. Go put processes in place. The only reason I mentioned that other option which people are using is because a lot of people are doing that. That's what the latest Savings and Investment Monitor stats show, what people are doing in our country. My prayer is that God will bless you out of your socks, that He will give you the ability to earn more money. It's Deuteronomy 8:18 that says that it remember the Lord your God. It is He who gives you the ability to generate wealth. My prayer is that God will give you business ideas and opportunity to earn even more money so that you can elevate your domestic worker to get even a greater job where they can earn more income. My friend, I'm just sick and tired of seeing people in debt, battling to make ends meet, depressed. You know how many marriages fall apart because finances are a wreck? I want to tell you, people have stopped dreaming because they don't have a plan and a purpose. And so tonight I want to encourage you. Change the way you manage your finances. If you prepare to do something different, things can change for you. And so maybe you need to downgrade for a season. Maybe you need to cut back on certain things. But my friend, draw a line in the sand. Enough's enough. Declare war on your debt. You can build towards financial freedom. I hate seeing people suffering and hurting because they can't make ends meet. My prayer is that God will give you wisdom, that God will give you the discipline to manage your money well, but to get things done in the right order. Imagine if you've got no debt to pay. All of a sudden, you'll have so much more cash flow, and you can use that cash flow to be a blessing to people that work for you. You can be a blessing to God. So many people I bump into can't even give their first fruits to God. And they end up robbing themselves of the blessing of giving to God, and they feel guilty on the inside. The Bible says very clearly that when you give your first to God, He takes care of the rest. My friend, I want to encourage you. You can turn your financial affairs around, put the right processes in place. You can build towards financial freedom. But here's the crux. Don't try to do it alone. And remember, there's more to life than money issues. God made you to live forever. It's in heaven. He's made a way for your eternity. And sometimes we get so fixated on the life here and now that we give no thought to eternity. Proverbs 11 says, riches won't help you on the day of judgment. Right living can save you from debt. Jesus said, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? My friend, the Bible also says in Hebrews 13, keep your life free from the love of money. Be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you never will I forsake you. My friend, I want to tell you, God wants a relationship with you. He loves you. He wants the best for his children. Put your hope in him. He's able to keep you from falling.
The Life Tip of the Week, brought to you by Better You Living. Visit betteryouliving.com for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now.
My friend, I really want to just encourage you to put God first in your life. I don't know what you're facing this evening, but I want to tell you God is still on the throne. And I really believe our life tip for this evening is that God can turn your graves into gardens. You might be in a situation that looks dead and buried. It might look like you've got no way out of your predicament. I want to tell you that God can make a way even where there seems to be no way. And he can turn your graves into gardens. He can take the dead things in your life and bring them to life again. My friend, he can bring light into your darkness. Nothing is impossible with God. And so I want to encourage you tonight, don't give up. Don't give in. Even if you feel overwhelmed with debt tonight, surrender that burden to God. Give him your life. Surrender your life and your burdens to him. He can fix what is broken. My Bible declares he's the one who can make a way where there seems to be no way. He can make a roadway in your wilderness. He can make a river flow in your desert. Remember, God is still on the throne. Cry out to him. Don't try to face life alone because nothing is too hard with God. Don't run from God. Don't get angry with God when you face chaos. Run to him. My friend, maybe tonight you're in trouble. Don't try to fight your battle in your own strength. You might be beaten up, wounded, and exhausted. On the other side, don't be a victim. If you've taken a hard knock in life, take responsibility. Hand the reins over to God. Ask him to help you. It is often darkest just before the dawn. And tonight, if you're broken, if you're in debt, if you're past breaking point, I want to encourage you, look to God. He's the God of the breakthrough. 2 Chronicles 7 says, if my people who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves, if they will pray, if they will seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God says, I will hear from heaven. I'll forgive your sin and I will heal your land. My friend, I want to encourage you. God can turn your graves into gardens. If you need breakthrough in your life, don't face life alone. Give him the reins. The Bible is clear. If you will humble yourself before God, if you will pray to God and ask him to help you, if you will seek his face and if you will turn from your sin and wicked ways, God says, I will hear from heaven. I'll forgive your sin and I will bring healing to your life. You see, God loves to revive. He loves to restore. You can start afresh with God tonight. If you don't know him, call on him. If you've fallen away, come back. We live in a world where the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and so many people are hurting, broken, ready to give up on life. I want to tell you tonight, it's time for a new start. Make Jesus the center. He can turn your mourning into dancing. He can take your test and give you a great testimony. He can take your mess and do a miracle. He can turn your graves into gardens. My friend, I don't know what you're facing. He can take your desert and he can bring a river into it. Hand the reins over to God. Give him your life. Stop fighting. Take responsibility. If you've messed up, repent. Tell God you're sorry. Surrender to him. He's able to keep you from falling. My friend, if that's you tonight, maybe you say, Clinton, I'm not in a relationship with God. My friend, open your heart to Jesus. Give him your life. Give him your all. He's able to keep you from falling. He loves you and he wants the best for you. Maybe you used to be in a walk with God and you've let go of God. My friend, it's not over until God says it's over. He can bring new life into you. He can fix what is broken. He can make a way. He can turn your graves into gardens. Maybe tonight you dried out, thirsty. You've let go of God. Draw near to him, the Bible says, and he will draw near to you. My friend, if that's you tonight, and you know this is you that needs to get there in your life right with God, maybe you need to return to God. Maybe you need to reset your walk with God. Maybe your eternity is a matter of chance. Jesus paid a high price on the cross for you and I. He shed his blood for you and I. He took nails in his hands and feet. He paid the price so that we can come into relationship with him. My friend, I want to encourage you. God can turn your graves into gardens. He can take your sin and offers you forgiveness. You can know his peace in the middle of your chaos. You can know eternal life is yours. You can know that you are a child of God. You don't have to face another day alone. My Bible declares that God wants you to be fruitful. He's able to turn your barrenness into a fruitful vine. My friend, turn your life over to Jesus. Give him the reins. Repent of your life. If that's you, if you've sinned, you've blown it, come back to God. Tonight's the time of refreshing. The Bible says, repent and be converted so that times of refreshing may come. My friend, God can take your graves and he can turn them into gardens. Hand the reins of your life over to him. If that's you tonight, you can just say, dear Lord Jesus, Lord, I feel so dried out, empty. Maybe you've blown it. Be honest with God. He knows every struggle, every confusion. He knows exactly what you're going through. Just surrender to him. You can just say, dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I ask you to forgive me. I give you my burdens. I ask you to help me. I surrender everything to you, Lord Jesus. I ask you to be my Lord and my God, my Savior, my friend. Tonight, I turn my back on my old way of living and I invite you into my life to be my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, tonight I reset my walk with you. I thank you that you are my God, and today I've become your child. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. My friend, if you've prayed that prayer tonight, I would love to bless you as a gift from us at CCF Wimp with an incredible pack. It consists of an ebook, consists of the notes we've looked at tonight. They're going to help you grow in your walk with God. My friend, if you've prayed that prayer to turn back to God tonight, whether it's for the first time or whether it's you're returning tonight because you've fallen away, whether it's you resetting your walk with God, just give him the reins. Just give him your life. If you've prayed that prayer tonight, drop me a quick WhatsApp. Just your name and your email address. Put the letter P down. We'll know who you are. I'm going to bless you with these notes tonight. And we're going to give you the book. And above that, our prayer friends are going to pray for you that God will intervene in your life. Humble yourself before God. Seek his face. Turn from your sin and your wicked ways. Pray to him. God's word says he will hear you from heaven. He'll forgive your sin. He's able to bring healing to your land. My friend, God is able to turn your graves into gardens. Put your hope in him. If you've made that decision tonight, drop me a quick WhatsApp, 061-798-1075.
Clinton Vadner on CCFM 107.5.
Okay, you tuned into Financial Matters. I want to play a song for you. It's called Graves into Gardens. That's what God is able to do in your life. My friend, if you've made that decision to get your life right with God, we want to pray for you. We want to bless you with these notes and help you that the decision you've made. If that's you, WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. Please include your email address if you do WhatsApp me. You're also welcome to email me, 061-798-1075. If you just want the notes, just say, I want the notes. But if you've prayed that prayer to get your life right with God, I want to bless you with the whole pack, the books that will help you grow in your walk with God. Free gift from us here at CCFM, together with the notes to get out of debt and to build towards financial freedom. Remember, God is able to take your graves and he's able to turn them into gardens. What's up me now? 061-798-1075. Time to decide up shortly. My friend, God can turn your graves into gardens. Put your hope in God. He's able to keep you from falling. Pastor Francois Daniel up next with Time to Decide. From myself, Clinton, go well and God bless you. My friend, keep your eyes on Jesus. He's the one who can keep you from falling. Have a blessed evening. God bless.